K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University coming to you on Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast, which will go out tonight. I'm recording this. Sun not even being out yet here in Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, excuse me. shouldn't do that, but here we go again. But anyways, yeah, so I'm recording this with the sun not even out yet here in Kansas City, Missouri. So we'll go out tonight ahead of the number one team in the nation, Arizona, for men's basketball. We're going to shift gears a little bit here and talk about what's currently going on in the middle of the transfer portal of football for K-State and everybody else in the nation. Obviously, basketball team lost to had a scoreboard up right in front of me. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so if y'all did not go to Manhattan for the game, sold out crowd. Obviously, the postcast is up now of the 10th ranked BYU game there that we lost by 10. Should I hit the panic button right now? No, but you cannot go. Once again, you can't go 3 of 21. From three, you just can't win by, and somehow you lose by 10. But again, if you're gonna, again, you gotta play again. The big question is going in to the conference schedule for the men's team. Head coach Jerome Tang company was the defense, right? We knew the offense. The offense got rolling. They can carry. They can carry this team, but you gotta play again a little bit of defense. Yeah, I agree with a couple of the panelists from some of the podcasts that I've listened to over this past week, that you got to just be in the middle of the pack, right? You got to be just in the middle of the pack to have an opportunity, give yourself an opportunity to win. And despite losing by 10, yeah, K-State was right there. But again, a big run by BYU in the middle of the first half was key to that victory for them. And, of course, A.J. Dibonsta, the battle between him and P.J. Haggerty lived up to the billing, but we fell short of that. So now, tomorrow night, you got to face Arizona, who beat Utah over the weekend 97-78. They're cruising, and that game was on the road for them. So this is going to be their first home game there for Arizona at home, the number one team in the country, a huge opportunity for Kansas State. Huge opportunity for K-State. So let's see what happens in this rugged Big 12 here again. You know, I have to go back to those comments of Coach Tang. You know, hey, we can easily be 1-5 or 5-1. We're going to have to see right out of the chute here. You don't want to go 0-2 right out of the chute here. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. And, of course, yeah, K-State men's basketball, they're going to be in the state of Arizona. Of course, Arizona first, and then this weekend you have Arizona State for them on that. So I will check the standings in just a moment, just to look around the Big 12 basketball front from over the weekend. Texas Tech rolled over Oklahoma State 102-80. There, Kansas upset. KU gets upset by UCF, and UCF's in the top 25, 81-75. UCF, to their credit, at home, UCF takes care of business. Ever since they entered the Big 12 on the basketball front, and maybe I didn't pay attention to this last year. I know it was like, I think it was the very first year. They were upset city at home. This is what I'm talking about. If you're going to get to the NCAA tournament, you have a golden opportunity to have a ranked team, and Jordan Enriquez nailed it on the head because he was on those teams. Former K-State basketball player that he was on those teams that we beat upset ranked opponents at Bramlage, right? Again, K-State had an opportunity to do that last weekend, didn't do it. In front of a sold-out crowd, you had an opportunity to start off solid on the right foot, you didn't do it. Jordan Enriquez, this is what he's talking about. You know, whether it's Oklahoma Doom, UCF, we'll throw Colorado in the mix here because they beat Arizona State, but this was on the road, 95-89. over the weekend. But yeah, this is what you, if you're going to get to the tournament, you have to get those, I said, talk about quote unquote quad one wins. And yeah, so all UCF's done on the basketball front at home is take care of business against ranked opponents at home. And they got another one. KU goes down, which was 17th in the country at the time, 81-75. Houston holding off Cincinnati, that is, 67-60. TCU over Baylor, 69-63. And we just did the Colorado, 95-89 on the road. Colorado, 11-3. Take a look at the Big 12 standings here heading into this week. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State started off on the wrong side yet again. Eddie Greer III for another episode of this podcast. You listen to Pro Project Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Yeah, man. So, and I didn't mention Iowa State in that mix. Arizona, Iowa State, BYU, Houston, UCF, Texas Tech. Those are your ranked opponents right now. Or I should say the teams that are ranked currently, six teams. And coming in, it was seven. KU is out, so that's the difference of that. There's, well, UCF is in. UCF is in the 25th spot. So Arizona number one, K-State's playing tomorrow night. Woo-hoo! And depending on the situation, well, there are a couple of depending situations. I got to say there. Yeah, because not having the cable... Go play the factor in that, but I can always listen to it on kstatesports.com or K-State's radio station there as well. But anyways, yeah, Arizona, number one. Let me see if I can get this in order. Iowa State, 3-3. Houston, 7. BYU, 9. BYU moved up only a spot. Texas Tech only moved up a spot. And UCF, the big winner from the weekend, 25th in the nation. Texas Tech, by the way, is 14th, by the way, there as well. Colorado on the right side in TCU. Everybody else is 0-1. From Oklahoma State down, 0-1. That includes KU. KU. That's seven teams in here. Kansas is still inside the top 25 after that upset loss. So they only dropped, 22nd, and if you lose to the ranked team, you should be all automatically out. I got the mic, my podcast, I say what I want on here. And my opinion is, you get upset by an unranked team, and you still is unranked, you should be knocked out of the top 25. Which, of course, it's KU, so we're going to stay in it. Yeah, okay, whatever. But anyways, yeah, for K-State, if they're going to knock off the number one team in the nation, undefeated team in the nation tomorrow night, they're going to have to be very on point. Obviously, they're going to be out there a whole week together out there. Jerome Tang talked about it in his press conference after that BYU loss there. Obviously, I talked about quad one wins here. It's really not cool to talk about it, but it just came to my mind here tonight, here this morning on the show that, yeah, K-State, with that non-con, only going, 9-4 in non-con, and you got to depend on Creighton, Nebraska, I heard, was undefeated still. Creighton got a couple more good wins. Cal Scott got rolling a little bit. So you got to depend on that. Whew. I don't know. You got to put it into your own hands. And for Kansas State, this is a golden opportunity for them to go on the road and put an eye-popping. This would be it. This would be the time to do that against Arizona there for them as well. So we'll see about that, how it all shakes out. But, yeah, you cannot go 3-21. That does not work out very well. It rarely works. maybe once in a blue mile, you go 3-21 or 3-25 or 2-22 like the ladies did. And they're not kind of against Green Bay and somehow stay in it. But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta give yourself a chance to win basketball games. That's what it is right now for this team. You have two ranked opponents right out of the shoot. You didn't win that one at home when you're right there in the mix. You're right there at home. You got the crowd behind you and all that, which is still stunning to me that it was only this The first time in 2 years that Braylon's was sold out. That is stunning. That is absolutely stunning. Again, it's probably, again, the inconsistency of this program the last couple of years, and now you're heading into, you're currently in a critical season here. I just don't, what I listen to, for you go 500 in conference play, I just don't know. I just don't know you're going to get in a turn, especially in K-State's position there. Where they're at right now, with how deep this conference is, I don't know. I have my worries about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I question that. You go 500, you got just to make the tournament. I don't know about that. I don't know. I think you got to be over 500. And yeah, I think you got to be in the top, obviously finishing the top half of the league there for K-State was picked to finish preseason ninth or something like that. So that's outside. That's the second half of the conference right there. And that might not get in. And who knows? I know it's early. Eddie, it's just one game. I understand that. But just thinking about those comments, listen, those opinions. Now, everybody has their opinion about that and about the tournament and whatnot and where K-State needs to be. I think K-State, you need to be front half, the back end at least. And that's not maybe no better than what I just said, but you got to be in front half and to have a legit shot to get there. And this, if you were to pull this off tomorrow night out there, out west in Arizona, and look, Arizona has been obviously, maybe for the exception of maybe 1 or 2 years, one of the better programs in the country when it comes to men's basketball. Right? So you have an opportunity. This would obviously be one of those definite quad one wins there. But again, to get there, K-State, you got to be on point from the go. You cannot spot, especially a talented team like Arizona. BYU is talented. Yes, Arizona is another level of talented there as well. So we're going to find out. B.J. Haggerty, 24 points in the Big 12 opener against what was then 10th-ranked BYU at home last weekend. We'll see what P.J. Haggerty, Abdi Bashir, David Castillo have for us tomorrow night. Big game, right? Another big game from the shoot here for its basketball team as they'll take on number-one-ranked Arizona on FS1 again. We'll see if I can catch any of this game. If not, obviously, we'll have the postcast, obviously. Postcast will come out Thursday night. So, yeah, man, we'll have y'all covered on that as well. Your Freshness Podcast. We do postcasts after every K-State athletic event, no matter what it is, whether that's track and field, men's basketball, women's basketball, it don't matter. Men's golf, women's golf, it don't matter. We try to cover everything here on this particular podcast. What's the tag on here? K-State Nation. All things K-State sports, baby. So that's what we're here for in the middle of the transfer portal, coaching hires and stuff like that. We want to do something a little bit currently what's going on right now. And what right now is K-State is 9-5. K-State men's basketball, 9-5 right now. And 0-1 hitting the showdown with the number one team in the country tomorrow night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast or a found free and available daily. Or if you have a chance to record K-State content again, make sure you do. You hit the subscribe button, like it, the alarm button, time to update your content daily. You'll be first to be notified about it. And, of course, make sure you spread the word out to other K-Staters out there that are looking for more K-State content. We're coming at you every single day, unless Eddie drops the ball. Every single day, yes, including the holidays, just like this past holiday season as well. So you want to make sure you're tapped into the latest edition. Latest on what's going on with K-State Athletics. Alex Ayton out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another men's basketball edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Cats.